You saw two very peculiar happenings during this few minutes. The one was he started, and then I stopped him. I said, no, stop and start again. Who can tell me why? See, in that corner, we got our boss sitting there. And he sends the result that start again, so we have to start again. Who knows of BizLink on China Islam International? Anyone heard the program on Saturday after the BizLink? Or Business Link? What's the program? BizLink, no? Who heard of that program? Who conducts that program? The name of the presenter? Excuse me? No, BizLink is not Tamil brother. He's a newsreader. Someone else? Ji? I heard the name. Faisal Asma. Anyone who saw him? Brother Faisal, stand up, man. Brother Faisal, stand up. There's Brother Faisal Asmar. But now he's a boss here. That's why he says start, then you have to start. He says stop, you have to stop. You know why? Because he's producing a CD. He's producing a CD, and inshallah, after the program, inshallah, you can purchase from him. And inshallah, they all got Sheikh's autograph, isn't it? Inshallah. Sir, they didn't see you very far. You have to stand for at least 2 minutes for, you know, they say it takes time for light to travel. Secondly, is that when he finished, then I told him to start again. You know why? Because they say the portfolio I have taken is master of ceremonies. In Arabic, it goes Ra'isul Jalsa. Ra'isul Jalsa means you, the boss. So after him, I become the boss, you see. I just, this nasiha for the imam, sir. Because I wanted him to do this, and he said, no. You can, you know, this is a play of power that you say, all right, you start now. He wanted to go sit to Hafiz Rafiq. I said, no, you have to carry on. So he had to do, I mean, where else can I use that power? Inshallah, we'll call our, you know, how many muhtamims we got in this gathering? I see, who's a muhtamim of this madrasa? Oh, Naeem is here. My name, I can't see him. My name is a muhtamim. Any principal or any muhtamim or any director, even Amir of Tabligh Jama'ah, he'll tell you that that's the worst portfolio, the most difficult portfolio. Why? Sometimes, for example, let's take the madrasa scenario. Sometimes the madrasa, maybe there's a problem between teacher and student. Now who must come in? The principal. Now the principal wants to make sure that my madrasa is successful. That's his. That however it happens, the madrasa must be successful. At all costs. The teacher wants, I want my job to be done. So he's worried about the specific portion of the madrasa. The principal has the whole madrasa in view. And then the student says, you know what? The teacher mustn't be hard on me. So now he comes in. Now between the two, now he'll have to draw a line or you have to build a bridge. And that's a very, very difficult task. Sometimes the teacher will say, you know what? The student must get out of the madrasa. Then Muhtamim comes up, no, we can't lose the student. Because the madrasa is important, the madrasa have to run. Inshallah, some khair will come out of him. That's what happens. Ask Maulana Naeem, he'll tell you. And I see Maulana Shabir also shaking his head. He must be also experiencing the same thing. And wallahi, sometimes it doesn't work and many times it does work. And we have with us, alhamdulillah, Sheikh Abdul Salam Basyuni, who is that. Many times now you'll see the teachers or this or the students or this or that, and he'll have to come and he'll have to make sure that everyone wins at the end of the day. So inshallah. And then another thing which Sheikh Abdul Salam Basyuni like to say, you don't have to be a mechanic to drive a car. You don't have to know how the pistons work to drive the car. You just need a good driver behind the steering wheel. Alright? So, like we say, you don't have to be a qari for qaris to come out of your institution. You don't have to be a mufti for muftis to come out of the institution. You must just be a person, although Shaykh Abdul Salam has a PhD. He's a learned man, he's got a PhD. But what I'm saying is you need a passion for what you do. You need a strong passion for what you do, and you're going to win at all costs, then you will win, inshallah. I'll ask Sheikh, inshallah, to come forward and give us some advice, inshallah. Excuse me?
I'm coming inside because of feedback.
I must go inside, I must come out.
You can stay here.
Yeah. Father Sheikh, sir.
Come inside.
Okay. Wait a minute, let's go forward that way. Wait a minute. How's it
going? Sit in the feedback. Go inside. Inside.
Must go inside.
Yes.
You see, the boss, you see?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ونصلي ونسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته وسار على طريقته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد إخواني وأخواتي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن هذا الجمع المبارك هذه الوجوه التي يشع منها نور الإيمان إن هذه الوجوه المؤمنة التي يشع منها نور الإيمان هذه الوجوه حق على الله أن يغفر لها في هذا المقام.
Shaykh says that these Mubarak faces we are sitting here, gathered here, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has to forgive them.
هذه الوجوه المؤمنة التي جلست حبا في الله.
These faces who sat together, gathered here because of their love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
أنتم ما جلستم من أجل الدنيا.
None of you sat here because of any worldly benefit.
ما جلستم من أي من أجل أي فائدة دنيوية.
No worldly benefit which brought us together here.
وإنما من أجل كتاب الله عز وجل.
But the benefit is but we sat here because of the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
فأبشركم بأن الملائكة تحفكم الآن.
So I give you glad tidings that all the ملائكة are surrounding you at the moment.
وأن الرحمة تنزل عليكم.
And that the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى is descending upon you.
وأن الله سيغفر لكم.
And that inshallah Allah will forgive every one of you.
هذا الكلام ليس من جيبي.
Shaykh said, this is not from my pocket.
I come from Laniza, my pocket is empty. I don't have anything. ولكن أقول هذا من حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما يسأل الملائكة من أين جئتم الآن يقولون جئنا من مجلس ذكر وهو أي ذكر كتاب الله عز وجل.
So when the malaika go back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asks him, where did you come from? So they say, we came from the majlis of dhikr. Which dhikr? Dhikr of the Qur'an.
Wallahu a'lam bi kulli shay. Allahu a'lam min haythu jaa al-malaika.
Allah knows everything. Allah knows from where they came.
ولكن يسأل لأن هذا عمل الملائكة أن يفتشون في الأرض أن يمشون ليرون بيوت الله عامرة ليرون مجالس الذكر حافلة بذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى فيقول الله أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم.
So he says Allah knows where they were, but it is their duty that they must go around, travel around the world. Go visit the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, see how people are bringing the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala alive and how are they remembering Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, etc. So when they give their report to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah says that you be witness that I have forgiven all of them.
انظر ماذا تقول الملائكة.
What do the ملائكة say?
يقول يا ربنا فيهم فلان وفلان وفلان هذا سيء الخلق فعل كذا وكذا وكذا. الله يقول لهم أرحم الراحمين غفار الذنوب يقولهم ها هم القوم الذين لا يشقى جليسهم فبسبب الصالحين الله يغفر لأهل الذنوب معهم.
Malaika says that you know what, telling Allah that amongst them this person he used to do this and this his gunas are this and that one's guna is that and that one's guna is that, So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, you know that group that you're speaking about, none of them are sinners. None of them are sinners because I've forgiven all of them. So what we learn from this is because of the barakat of the salihin, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgives all of us, inshaAllah.
If you know that, you will look for which? إذا تعرف هذا هذه الكرامة وهذه المكانة العظيمة هل تنظر إلى الساعة تمشي أو لا تمشي؟
الشيخ said if you know all this and are you going to look at the watch to see how time is flying?
لا لأننا نريد أن نجلس أحيانا لغسل الذنوب نصفي قلوبنا نريح أنفسنا من تعب الدنيا ومشاغلها الدنيا أخذتنا من بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى أحيانا تجلس حتى تحمل هذا الهم خلف ظهرك وتكون مقبلا على الله بقلبك.
But now and then we sit like this and we stretch ourselves also. Why? Just to cleanse our hearts. Because the dunya has taken over us and it has taken all our time. So now sometimes we recluse ourselves so that we can remove the burden of the dunya and we can come closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
أهل درب أحبابي وإخواني.
She said the people of Durban are my brothers and my friends.
ونحن جئنا هذا السفر البعيد حبا في الله فيكم.
And then we came from so very far because of our love for you for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
ونعلم أنكم تحبون الشيخ فسعينا أن نأتي به معنا.
And we all know that you, all of you love Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shatri, so that's why we made sure that we come here.
ولذلك يوم القيامة لنا مكانة عظيمة إن شاء الله.
So, inshallah, because of this, on the day of Qiyamah, we have a very, very high status.
تعرفون ما هي؟
And do you know the status?
الله يوم القيامة ينادي أمام الخلائق فيقول أين المتحابون في جلالي؟ أين المتحابون في جلال الله في ذات الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ ليس من أجل المال، ليس من أجل منفعة، وإنما في الله سبحانه وتعالى.
On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will announce, where are those people who used to love each other for my sake? Now when say, for my sake, for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, meaning that no worldly benefit, no wealth, no money, no this, no that. For my sake, they loved each other. Allah will announce this.
فيقفون.
Then a group will stand up.
فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى اليوم أظلكم في ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي.
And Allah will say that today I will place you under that shade of mine which there is no shade but that shade.
وفي حديث آخر الله يجلسهم على منابر من نور فتغبطهم الأنبياء والملائكة.
Another hadith say that Allah تبارك وتعالى will put them on members made of light. So much so that the Anbiya and Malaika will envy them.
فيقولون يا ربنا من هؤلاء القوم.
They'll ask Allah, who are these people?
فيقول هؤلاء ليسوا أنبياء ولا ملائكة ولا شهداء. فيقول هؤلاء المتحابون في جلالي.
They are not Anbiya, they are not Malaika, they are not even martyrs, not shaheed. But who are they? They are those who love each other for the sake of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
فهذه مهمة أيها الأخوة. لا تدفع نقود فيها. It's no business here. ليس هناك نقود تدفعها من أجل. ولكن اجعل حبك مع أخيك في الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Let us make our love for our brother for the sake of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
أهل درب أهل النقاء والصفاء.
People of Durban are people with clean hearts.
الذين يجلسون بجوار الماء دائما الهواء صافي. فترى القلوب صافية راقية.
Those who stay near the sea. You see, because the fresh air always comes upon them and blows upon them, so it cleans their hearts as well.
نحن في جوهانسبرغ نجلس بين الجبال فالتراب يأتي علينا هناك.
We in Johannesburg we live between the mountains. You see all the dust and sand coming upon us.
Maybe some brother you see, okay, you there because you got gold, but we didn't have gold now. فأرجو إن شاء الله أن يجعل الله هذا المجلس شاهدا لنا لا علينا يوم القيامة.
We make dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى that He makes this gathering a means of intercession for us and not against us on the day of Qiyamah.
أنا أريد أن أوصي نفسي وأوصي أحبابي معي. حقيقة أعجبني هذا الجمع الطيب.
Definitely I'm very very happy with this gathering.
رأيت أبناءنا معنا.
We see our children with us.
شيء جميل.
Something very very nice. A good sign.
أن نحضر أطفالنا معنا إلى المسجد.
So that we bring our children with us to the masjid.
وهذا يعلمهم أدب القرآن وأدب العلماء وأدب احترام المسجد.
This teaches them the adab, the respect for the masjid, for the ulama, for the Quran, etc.
وهذا نربيهم على ذلك فيكونوا قدوة صالحة إن شاء الله.
we allow them to grow up upon these qualities, then inshallah they will become good examples in future inshallah.
المجتمع الإسلامي يختلف عن المجتمع غير المسلمين.
The Islamic society, Muslim society is different from the non-Muslim society.
المسلم الصغير يحترم الكبير.
A Muslim, in a Muslim society, you see the small respects the elder.
والكبير يرحم الصغير.
And then the elder, he has mercy upon the small.
ويحترم المسلم عالمه وحافل وحامل قرآنه.
And then a Muslim respects his alim, his imam, or someone who carries the Quran in his bosom.
وهذا من سنة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is from among the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم.
احترامك لحامل القرآن هذا من إجلالك لله سبحانه وتعالى. إجلال تقدير لله عز وجل.
Your respect for a person of the Quran is a proof of that Allah تبارك وتعالى has given you this. Allah تبارك وتعالى has made it possible for you.
وأيضا احترامك لصاحب الشيبة في الإسلام من سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then also to respect the elders is from among the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا مهم جدا أيها الأحباب.
This is something very very important.
كثير من الشباب الآن بعيد عن هذه الأشياء.
Many of our youth are very very far away from this.
خلاص كلنا سواسية، صغير كبير كلنا الآن سوية، مثل لأننا اختلطنا الآن بالبيض واختلطنا بغير المسلمين، فأصبحت العادات فيها أيضا الآن فيها يعني فيها روش، فيها أشياء غير سقيمة، غير مستقيمة في حياتنا.
She says now we speak of equality, so equality between big and small, so you don't have to be respectful to each other, etc. Why she says we inherited this because of our society around us. We have whites, we have blacks, etc. So they were speaking of equality, etc. So we have taken, equality is there, but we have taken some of the rust upon us as well, and we have also rusted to a certain extent that we forgot when we took it. We took the term equality, we took it one step further, and we said that even the small doesn't have to respect big, and big doesn't have to have mercy on the small.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويقدر كبيرنا أو يعطي شرف كبيرنا له.
She said the hadith of Nabi sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam
that he is not from amongst us who does not have mercy on the youngest or does not respect the eldest.
طب إذا كان القرآن والحديث يوصيك أن ترحم الصغير وأن توقر الكبير، أليس والديك يعني أقرب الناس إليك وأولى بهذا الشرف العظيم؟
If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked us that we should have mercy on those younger than us and we should respect those elder than us, then who's the closest to us? Our parents. So don't they deserve this more than anyone else?
أسمع بأذني كثيرا من المشاكل.
She says, with my ears, I hear a lot of problems.
العلاقة بين الابن وأبيه مبتورة.
You see the connection between father and son is broken.
بعدما تزوج خاصة.
Especially after the son gets married.
أو بعد أن يكبر ويتخرج ويكون صاحب تجارة.
And that is when the father is now old and is out of the business and now you take over the business.
هذه مصيبة كبيرة.
This is a very very grave problem.
إذا كان الله يأمرك أن تحترم حامل القرآن ويأمرك أن ترحم صاحب شيبة، فأولى بك أن ترحم والديك اللذان سهرا من أجل أن تكبر في حياتك.
When Allah تبارك وتعالى asks you that you must respect the one who holds the Quran in his bosom. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you that you should respect those who are old. Now who's the most rightful to this? Your parents.
Allah يقول وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. هذا كلام الله عز وجل.
The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. That Allah has taken the decision that you will not worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وبالوالدين إحسانا and that you will treat your parents with kindness.
لما ربما بعض الأخوان نتعجب من هذا الكلام، كثير من الناس الآن العلاقة مقطوعة في البيت.
She says many of you may this may sound very strange to you, but let us remember that there is a lot of dissension between parents and children amongst our.
نحن نريد البيت أن يكون فيه الوئام ويكون فيه الحب والاحترام في الأسرة.
We need households where you see that there is love and محبة between the family members.
أبوك حينما يكرمك أحد الناس طول حياتك تمر عليه ترفع لك يده تشكره عليها، أليس أولى بذلك والديك؟
She says that if anyone was to do any small favor to you, then your whole life, as long as you pass him, you say, you know, this person is my muhsin, this person did this and that to me, and you'll always lift your hands to greet him. So who's the most rightful to this?
Huh?
Isn't it your parents?
أليس كذلك؟ ها؟ والديك أولى أن تقف لهما، أولى بهم أن تسهر على راحتهما، أولى على الإنفاق بهما، أولى أن تكون في خدمتهما. قبل الجهاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما جاء له رجل يقول يا رسول الله أريد الجهاد، قال أبواك حيان حي؟ قال نعم. قال ففيهما فجاهد، ففيهما فجاهد، جاهد في والديك أي على خدمتهما والإنفاق عليهما.
Aren't they most rightful to your khidmah, to you finding out about, asking about their welfare, spending on them, etc.? This is more important than jihad as well, because when a sahabi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked him about jihad, so then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, are your parents alive? So he says, yes, my parents are alive. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that that is your jihad.
هذا الإسلام، هذا خلق الإسلام.
أنا
لا أريد أن أخذ وقتا طويلا منكم، فأنا أعرف أننا كلنا ننتظر ضيفنا الكريم.
So I'm not going to take a lot of time. Why? Because all of you are waiting very, very anxiously.
ولكن أردنا أن نزيد في الوقت حتى يزاد الأجر من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
I just want to take a little more time from you so that you can get more reward, inshallah.
الشيخ أبو بكر الشاطري، كما قال الشيخ وليد، هو اسمه الشيخ شيخ أبو بكر الشاطري. You know that, شيخ أبو بكر الشاطري. Like we explained last time, when الشيخ last first time he came alone. After that, we make a plan to keep him here with us. I tell him, why don't married here? Keep one wife here and wife there. Every 3 months you come to sit with us here. His wife, she heard about that. Second time she follow him. She come with him. She say, I can't leave him to go alone. We laugh for this. But this is very, very important. Why? When see the ta'alluq, the condition between man and woman, love, pleasure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they respect each other, you find them, they love each other, they like to live the time between, they travel alone or be separate. Some family, when her husband says the wife, I go out 2 days or 3 days, not with jama'ah, only I go to see some people. It's Alhamdulillah, go. Alhamdulillah, go. Oh, if he not like her, and she tell him, I want to go to see my parents. Alhamdulillah, go. You late. Go see your mother. Because it's no ta'alluq. It's no love between the man and wife. So we learn from this lesson. How our ilaqa in the house, in between you and your wife. When you see I am going and she say Alhamdulillah, feel something wrong. You must try change your life. Something wrong here. When you say no, why you left us this long time? 1 hour is too much, or 1 day is too much. Understand something good between you and your wife. You must keep good relationship. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل حياتنا فيها السعادة في البيت حتى نلقى الله وهو راض عنا.
We ask Allah to grant us happiness in our domestic life. Until the day we meet him.
لأن من لم يكن سعيد في البيت لن يرى السعادة خارج البيت.
Because whoever is not happy in his house, he'll never be happy outside.
Absolutely. If you're happy in the house, it's Jannah. If not happy, I don't tell other word. You know, huh? فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظنا من شياطين الإنس والجن. أترككم الآن مع الشيخ بشير حتى يقدم فضيلة الشيخ، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Sheikh Abdul Salam Basuni spoke of Sheikh al-Sheikh Sheikh Ibn Abi Bakr al-Shatri, because when he born, then his mother named him Sheikh. His father's name was Abu Bakr, his mother named him Sheikh. And then maybe inshallah, because we say you must give good names, Nabi Sahasim changed certain names of certain Sahaba because it had bad connotations. So that's why we should have good names. And then his mother called him Sheikh from small. So maybe that rubbed off on him and he became a Sheikh. So that was a Sheikh, Sheikh, Sheikh his first name, Ibn Abi Bakr al-Shatri. And those all of you who got CDs, I don't think you were reading the CD correctly. Now, inshallah, if you go back, you'll read it again, you'll see it. Inshallah, fadl. Tajlisunak? You want to wait a bit longer? Stretch a bit. I'll tell you before Sheikh said also a small joke. There was one person who used to give ta'wiz. So when someone comes to you and says, which one you want? You want the 101, or you want a 501, or the 1001? So they say, why? He said, 1001 is a very strong one. So now I don't know which one you will want, Sheikh, a long one, or a short one, or a medium one. Alright, Sheikh, give him a short one. Sheikh.